Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ralph Terry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with a dare covering, for the out. Suarez moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Suarez moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suarez scores. Campaneris moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Gosger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive towards third. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. AG moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nosek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Suarez hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. Terry is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 0 for 2 in the game. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive towards first. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Suarez hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Fazio pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 2 in the game. Elia takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elia. The throw from Suarez and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guido Grilli now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 3 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nasek. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Nasek steals second. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos pinch hits for Guido Grilli. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.